During these days of the octave of Easter, among the most important liturgical feasts of the whole year, it is good that we are here. It is good that we come to worship and to offer our fidelity and our obeisance to our Lord Jesus Christ, who has undergone so much suffering for our sakes, who has purchased our souls with his blood and with the suffering of his own human body that he took unto himself at the Incarnation. And so we have in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles the wonderful episode of the deacon Saint Philip. He was one of the first seven deacons along with Saint Stephen. And as soon as our Lord had ascended into heaven and the Holy Spirit had been given, they began to go all over the world that they could to preach the gospel, to preach Jesus Christ. And so he was on his way to preach somewhere. God told him to go here, to go to this desert road on the way to Gaza. And there he runs into this eunuch who's unnamed. He was one of the principal eunuchs of Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. And for some reason, from time immemorial, Ethiopia has also had a particular role in the evangelization of the world and in the reception of revelation. And many, many things have taken place there and still take place there in the wonderful things that occur. Among them, of course, as we know, the monastery on the mountain where angels took the relics of St. Catherine of Alexandria. So the eunuch was reading. He had bought some manuscripts in Jerusalem and he was reading them. And it was the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he asked about it. And St. Philip immediately explains it to him. And they come to some water, an oasis. And he says, "Is there anything preventing me from being baptized?" And St. Philip says, "If you really, really believe, then you can be baptized." And so he was. And all of a sudden, St. Philip disappeared. It is interesting that sometimes when our Lord gives himself to us in some magnificent way, and we saw this with the two disciples, St. Luke and St. Joseph Cleophas, at Emmaus on the first Easter Sunday, that as soon as he had celebrated the Eucharist and given them communion, he disappeared. Here he gives this eunuch the baptism, the gift of life, the beginnings of life. And St. Philip is then wrested away by the Holy Spirit. And so wonderful things happening in these wonderful days of the octave of Easter. Likewise, we see the beautiful Gospel of St. John having to do with Mary outside the sepulchre. Mary, who has been called by some the apostle of the apostles. They were all in the cenacle weeping and mourning and wondering, what are they going to do? And Mary has come from the tomb. And she has seen not one, but in this case, two angels. And of course, different ones appeared to different of the disciples and the women. And Jesus appears to her. And as usual, when during these 40 days of Easter, our Lord appears in many different guises. She does not recognize him. But when he calls her by name, then she recognizes him. And he prevents her from holding on to him, from touching him. He says, "Non li me tangere, do not touch me. For I have not yet risen to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And of course, Jesus is both true God and true man. And the manhood of Jesus will ascend at the Feast of the Ascension on the 40th day of Easter, which we shall celebrate on Ascension Thursday. And so we rejoice at these wonderful events. In addition, today the church celebrates the feast of a very, very special young man, Saint Emmenegildo in Spanish. He was Prince of Spain, of the southern regions of Spain, and at that point, it was in the 5th century, maybe the beginning of the 6th century, almost all of Spain and many other countries had fallen to the heresy of Arianism. The Arians denied the divinity of Christ, which is foolish, but they did. And they had not yet been converted. And so, he, however, God touched his heart, and he was converted and believed that Jesus Christ was God. He was supposed to be the heir of the throne. And when his father, I believe his name was Leovigildo, found out that he was not an Arian anymore, but he had become a Catholic again, he told him, "You cannot be king, and unless you convert, I will throw you in jail, and I will have you put to death." And Saint Hermenegildo said to him, "Go right ahead. I will give my life up rather than my faith." In these days, when many of us, and when the church is being tempted by the devil, and by demons, and by all kinds of evils, to abandon the wonderful faith that we have been given in Christ, we must hold fast. And so we commend ourselves today in a very special way to Saint Hermenegildo, who is a wonderful, wonderful young man who is filled with faith, but not only with faith, but with fortitude, one of the 7 principal gifts of the Holy Spirit. We must be filled with fortitude and not allow the devil to wrest away from us the salvation which Jesus Christ has won. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.